Welcome back to Travel Troubles. I'm Sean, that's Holly, and if you're wondering why it started with us laughing, it's because she just smacked me around the back of the head.
Why did I smack you around the back of the head, Sean?
Because I'm the star of the show.
Yeah, he's like, girl, I was pointing towards you. No, I mean to be in the centre, I'm the star of the show.
And if you're new here to Travel Troubles, then it's about our travels and our troubles with the travels.
Clues in the name, mate.
And troubles with each other, which, as you can tell, this week's going to be a good one.
If you need it explained to you, then...
Yeah, you've definitely...
you shouldn't travel.
You've definitely got some troubles.
What is it, Sean?
Oh, I thought I could hear a high-pitched noise. Oh, don't worry. If you can hear a high-pitched noise, you're not going crazy. It's something on the camera. Well, don't worry. I'm currently using a pot and a chopping board...
On a chair
to balance this camera for the perfect level. And I'm still not happy with it. But don't worry. That's just me today. I'm just not happy with anything. So where was we last week, Holly?
Where were we?
Yeah. Where was we?
No.
What?
Was is... don't even start me. Was is such a southern English thing. We was? No, you were. We were.
Okay. So where were...
Where...
Yes.
In Da Nang, the last time
we filmed
this. And then we went to, where, Sean? Where do we go next?
Quai Non.
Quai Nho, yeah.
Yeah, I know this one.
It's not because I just pronounced it just before we started filming.
And then we are currently in Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, however you want to put it.
It's Ho Chi Minh on the world map. It's Saigon locally. Yeah.
And it's great. We are going to, what are we doing here? We're here in the last place in Vietnam, aren't we?
We're here because we need to fly to Bangkok.
It's funny, one of those things, because people were saying about like how crazy busy this place is. It is, but it isn't.
Like, I think we've had like, what's the word, like exposure therapy to Vietnam. So we've been here for a month now, today.
Yeah.
So nothing surprises us anymore. Nothing really intimidates us anymore. You go and walk out and there's like 80 cars coming towards you. That's fine. That's just Vietnam.
You know it's bad when people watch us cross the road.
Oh, yeah, we helped locals cross the road today.
Yeah. They were waiting. They used us. But nothing beats the guy yesterday that walked across the road.
Sure,
and he was like Neo.
Neo.
I called him Neo because he was doing this to the traffic. And so he was stopping it, like, hand out.
Like, maybe, like, I don't know.
Dodging
two
bullets.
Or 3 inches away from his hand with the car, and he's like, no.
It's like literally, he knows full well if a bike comes towards him, he's just going to get smacked in the face with his hand. But yeah, he's...
He literally made eye contact with us and was like, come along, white folk.
Yeah.
I've got you.
I did get my first hit by a bike yesterday. What?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to get hit by bikes.
Do you want to go into the negatives right now? Because that's one of them.
Oh, wow.
Sean got bumped. Because Sean wasn't paying attention, because Sean had his face in his phone, because Sean was hyperfixating on lifting money from a bank. And the first bank didn't work.
Second bank.
We had to go to the second bank, and that didn't work. We had to go to the third bank, and that didn't work. We went to the fourth bank, that didn't work.
And then you were like, that's it, we'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, where are we going tomorrow? None of the banks are working. Like,
no, because
we'll just work it out later. We're not doing it now.
No,
I'm like, there's one bank over there, let's just try that.
No, because it was... It seems to be our Starling bank account. It was spitting out. We've never had this issue, but obviously new city, new policies potentially. Yeah. And I was like, well, we have other travel cards for this purpose. Why don't we just go back to the room and we'd set it up as a payee and we transfer the money, and then the woman was in no rush for it to be paid, but Sean had to... That's not even the one, the negative that I was actually going to start with.
You got
it's led into another. I think it's probably about 8 in the last week because Sean's just been on one. But he got hit by this bike and it was like he'd been shot. And he's holding his arm and I'm like, Sean, you were barely bumped. See, when you've had your shoe taken clean off of your foot and you've actually had people go into you.
So
you got nudged.
So this is the thing with Holly.
And he was like, oh, it's going to be a bruise tomorrow. Is there a bruise on your arm, Sean?
No, I don't bruise easy like you.
No, there's no bruise on your arm because you weren't hit that hard.
Holly has has a way of moaning at me every time I get injured. It's my fault. Or if I slip somewhere.
Sean.
Yeah?
If you want to go back to like one of the second episodes of this podcast.
Right.
It's like second or third episode.
Yeah.
I mentioned about the fact that Sean falls over his own feet because he doesn't pay attention to where he's walking.
I slip
and on. I'm apparently meant to feel sorry for him and ask him if he's alright, but I can't actually stop and ask Sean if he's alright because we've been together for nearly 3 years, and for 3 years he still hasn't learned his lesson to pick up his feet when he walks. He's either got his face in his phone, he's facing the camera, or he's on his, like, his YouTube stats whilst we're walking down one of the busiest streets in Ho Chi Minh City. Yeah.
Immune to it now.
No. And but then anyway, he blames the pavement. It's the pavement's fault. No, Sean, it's yours.
The pavement is like his face.
We said, did we mention this in the podcast in Hoi An?
I don't know.
About how you were like incapable of walking up the stairs because one step was
slightly... Oh, no, we didn't mention this.
Right. So the second step on this flight of stairs going up to our room was slightly shallower than the rest. I never had a problem with it. Every single time I walked up the stairs, fine. Every single time, Sean nearly face planted the stairs.
Every single time I hit that second step. It was funny because someone else mentioned it on the comments.
Other English bloke also complained on
it. It was just that perfect level of...
It was like that out. It was like 2 inches maybe, maximum.
Trip on it every time.
Out. And you couldn't talk to him when he was walking up the stairs because he had to full on focus.
Yeah. if I told myself don't trip on that stair, I'll do it. But I said to Sean,
right, okay, well, you're tall enough. Why don't you just skip the second step and just go first to third? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that because I have to master this step. He never mastered it in the week we were there. I think he walked up them once.
Once. Only because it's because I forget the step was off. Yeah, anyway. This wasn't meant to be our travel shit. This was just us talking about the week, by the way, guys. So we also, this week, we had our first ever long distance. So we went from Quainon to Ho Chi Minh City, and it was
meant to take 13 hours. It was like 12 hours and 40 minutes. But
and what you know about transport, if you've ever watched all of my shorts, I've done shorts on all the transports, it takes like plus 2 hours or plus like 50% longer.
Yeah.
But it's our first night trip, yeah, so you were saying.
We needed it to take longer because we left at 6 p.m. We were meant to arrive at 6:30 in the morning. You alright?
Mm-hmm.
We're meant to arrive at 6:30 in the morning. We arrived at 4 a.m. We arrived 2 hours earlier. The bus driver was just no nonsense. Like, man must have been doing, like, I don't know, like 150 kilometres an hour the entire time we were on the highway. I'm like, this drive's meant to take a car 10 hours.
Yeah.
We stopped for an hour and 15 minutes between the...
Yeah, between the two stops,
and we were still there in 10 hours.
It was... it was a bit... It was also one of those things, we had a nice amount of room so you could sleep on it, but you couldn't because you'd be laying down, kind of, because we're tall, so we're kind of like, if you're watching the podcast, I'm kind of doing it, but laying down, but you're kind of like legs up and you're a bit cramped, you're like this. And then a bit later on, the bus would just slam on its brakes and you just, okay.
I'm so sorry if you're listening to this and you're not getting the dramatics of Sean, first of all, flashing his feet at the camera.
Oh, people are loving my feet, by the way, I'm getting comments on it.
Feet like, aren't free.
Feet aren't free though. Buy us a coffee.
I started to doze off at one point, and then he slammed on the brakes, and I like folded in two.
But it's not even the brakes; it's the.
Yeah, and we were sat like, if you're getting any long distance coaches anywhere in Southeast Asia, sit towards the back as far as possible. You sit at the front, you're going to get deafened by the horn.
Also, don't sit the furthest one back because you probably have someone laying next to you, i.e. the bus driver.
No, you. It doesn't matter where you lie on the bus, you'll have a bus driver on the floor. You pick top, not bottom bunk.
Yeah, don't pick
bottom bunk, you will have someone lying in the alley beside you.
I mean, like literally like touching sort of level. It's, yeah, I wouldn't.
They go to sleep, fair enough, but.
They don't give them a bunk. They try and sell out as much as possible on those bus coaches. But yeah, so that was kind of our week. Our week was just travelling and seeing places like we always do. This is our last episode in Vietnam.
Yeah.
So next time you'll see us, we'll be in Probably around Bangkok, maybe.
Phuket.
We don't know whereabouts we'll be filming this next time. But yeah, last time in Vietnam, and we'll give you the rundown of everything, what we think of Vietnam next time. But when we're out of the country, when people don't know, we're talking about them. But yeah, it's been quite an interesting time. I am kind of done with Vietnam now. Are you?
Yeah, no. I'm enjoying my time in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But I'm looking forward to a change in culture and seeing different sights and different food and... Yeah. I don't know how else to put it. Like, immersing yourself into a different...
Yeah, as much as the food is very... We could easily eat the same things every day here. Breakfast isn't really a thing here, so you...
Unfortunately, as well, the further down we've got in the country, the harder it's been to find good Vietnamese food. Like, as much as you could probably go out there and see, yeah, it's hard to find well-reviewed good Vietnamese food here than it is in Hanoi, for instance.
Yeah, definitely. Also, we did have the food tour in Hanoi, which helped us.
Yeah.
And, here, we've had places where we've kind of gone off the Vietnamese food as well because we've been eating it so much. I don't know how many banh mi's we've had. We've had one a day every day.
At least one a day, yeah.
Like, at least one, because we'd have it for breakfast as well. And it's like, it's a lot of repeat noodles and stuff like that. But today we're actually cooking. That'd be on the Ho Chi Minh City video. We're cooking today. We've actually got a nice place here. It's got places to cook, microwaves, rice cookers, hot pans, everything.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to actually cooking a food. Yeah. But yeah, that is our week. Shall we move on to our complaints about each other, or have you done all yours on me now?
I have a positive.
Oh, you have a positive? What's your positive?
My positive is that Sean's a weirdo in this relationship, not me.
Right, carry on with this positive.
Well, not me, but Sean knows how to match my level of oddball.
Right.
So we were in Quy Nhon.
Yeah.
Which is not a tourist trap at all.
Oh, no, it's opposite.
We're probably the only Westerners.
Yeah. Oh, I know where you're going with this now.
And I have mentioned before that I've taken to either saying boo or...
You're getting stared at a lot.
Staring back. Yeah, I get stared at a lot.
This is what you're saying. Like, it's
like
a lot.
And I understand I'm a nearly 6 foot tall woman, you know.
Tattoos.
I've got tattoos, curly hair, freckles. I'm like... Not a freak of nature to them, but...
They look at you like... Some people look at you like, what are you? And, like, try and look at
you.
And they stare.
Like, through your soul stare, not just... Like a toddler judging you stare.
Yeah, that's how I describe it. It's like, you know when you've got a kid, and the kid's staring, and you say, oh, don't stare, it's not nice. You tell a kid not to. It's like someone's never told certain people here that don't do that, it's rude.
But... So I've taken to either, you know. I've been making my... appearance known to them, but I can see you watching me, I can see you staring at me, you know, it's not a television screen that I'm behind, I can see what you're doing. And Sean's positive is that he's now started joining in. There was a couple I think that we actually traumatized walking down the beach because they were staring so aggressively at us, we both started doing it back to them. Because they were for a good 5 minutes, they were walking towards us, and they were just staring.
I also want to put out there, like, we wasn't wearing anything that other people wasn't wearing. So it wasn't like we were wearing extra short shorts or anything like that.
I dressed modestly. Yeah.
We were dressed very similar to what the couple was staring at us was dressed at. So it's not like even that. So a lot of people say, well, maybe we was just done something that was offensive.
No.
But it was just the fact that we were in a place where...
I think I was almost wearing this outfit.
Yeah. And they were wearing probably more revealing clothes than us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we stared back.
Sean was, like, wide-eyed, like, crazy, staring at them. And he just, like, traumatised. He's also started doing it when I don't do it. There was a little old lady.
Two old ladies.
Two old ladies, and one's going at her pal.
And they're pointing at us. White people, Westerners, I don't know what they say to each other, but like, you definitely get... She was like trying to do it really like, so I started waving her. And then she was like, and they both waved back.
We had a really weird experience as well. It's the first time that it's happened in Vietnam. As much as we get stared a lot, we don't get asked for pictures a lot.
Hmm.
And we had it... We're on a bus stop. Not a bus stop, but like where the coaches stop. Like a service station, but not.
Yeah.
It's normally like a restaurant in the middle of nowhere.
It's
like
the pal's house is the best way to describe it.
We stopped there and there was these two random guys that weren't on our coach, that were just driving and stopped themselves and wanted a picture with us. And I was like, no, sorry. Like,
yeah.
I'm not getting my picture taken. I'm not standing up when... I'm not putting myself in a situation where I could get robbed or, you know.
Yeah.
As much as that's thinking negatively, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what...
So I was like, picture. Well, I'm not getting a photo with him. This guy here, Mr... I'm the star of the show. Went and got a photograph taken. Yeah. So some little Vietnamese man in the middle of nowhere between Quy Nhon and Saigon has a photo of Sean.
Yeah, me stand next to him. I think he did want a picture of you because he referred to you as beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just a bit
I think I was sat down, so you can't really judge height when I'm sat down. I think I would honestly probably make them feel a little bit, you know, emasculated if I stood beside them and they're at my elbow.
Maybe that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just... I don't know if it's going to be the same in Thailand. I feel like Thailand is more... touristy than Vietnam is. Vietnam's getting there.
Well, there's definitely places in Vietnam that are really touristy, and we don't notice the staring as much because I think...
Well, here.
You're here. Like, no one really stares.
Whenever there's an airport, they're not as bad.
Da Nang was
bad. Oh, yeah, no, Da Nang was bad. Yeah.
But, so that's my positive... my positive for you...
A really sweaty back. Just like
it is the fact you've got a really sweaty back. I love the fact you've got a sweaty back. When we're walking down the street and she's got a sweaty back, it's just one of my favourite things about Holly. Holly's sweaty back. No, it's not your sweaty back that is my favourite thing about you this week. That was my favourite thing last week. No, my favourite thing about Holly this week was the fact that she knows how to spend money well. So we're booking our flights home, and she's like, right, that's it. We've had horrible experiences with flying. We're flying direct. We're just going to get home and deal with it.
I was like, I don't care if you want to do it. You want to do it cheap. You want to do it. I ain't doing a 40-hour journey again.
Yeah, we're not going back to China to go home for like an extra 100 quid to savings. No, we're not doing that. And then you were like, Holly's like, do you know what I really want? I want extra leg room on this seat. So... She booked a flight with extra leg room.
Yeah, like, we're flying.
We've got no one in front of us.
No.
So no one can put their seats
and
back
the toilets aren't in front of us either.
No.
It's the air hostess station.
Yeah.
So
we're like, you're like, okay, I'm happy with that. Like, we're not flying during the night. We're flying through the day. And you said, right, okay, it's a little bit more money. And it's like, but it's something you want. And it's like, okay, I understand. We've had like, we're really tall and... I'm sick of the fact that my legs don't fit behind someone else's chair, and it's
not the not fitting behind. It's that you don't have someone reclining on you. You can stand up because there's room in front of you. Yes, we can't put things in front of us, a seat in front of us, and have to go in the overhead cabin. Mm. But like, you don't have to be uncomfortable. Plus, actually, our flight was half the price of what our flight was out to Australia.
Yeah.
Going home.
It's only one flight though, isn't it? So that's why it's cheaper.
Yeah, but even the stops, actually it was a lot more expensive. We're flying with Thai Airways.
Yeah.
And ours was half the price if you were to fly with Emirates.
Yeah. It was our flight home, by the way, not our flight to Thailand. Flight to Thailand, I don't know what we're doing.
We're only on it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're not too bothered by it, so it's all right. My negative. Have I got you a negative this week?
Probably not, because I'm delightful.
You're always delightful, aren't you?
Yep.
My negative for you this week was definitely the day before the bus journey.
Oh, that's not fair.
I know it wasn't. I'm not saying my negative is not a thing that you can change. I'm not saying like it's always our negatives are always like, oh. The negative this week was the fact that Holly was so stressed about this bus journey for a whole day. What?
You're a bully.
I'm a bully. You don't get upset with this one.
Yeah, because I wasn't unjustifiably.
No, 100% you wasn't unjustified. I'm not saying...
I just done your hair, Dan.
My negative, it wasn't the fact that Sometimes travel troubles isn't about something you personally do to annoy me. It's about the troubles of travelling with someone.
Okay.
It isn't about the fact that you've actually really upset me, because it's not. Some of the negatives are just funny. But one was the fact that you were so stressed about it and I wanted to help you. With, like, but there was nothing we could do, because the whole day before the bus journey, we were like building up to it because it was a 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're like so...
I wouldn't do that again.
And it was so anxious because the time before, we couldn't stop for a wee. And it was like...
I was like, it's different. You can wean a bottle. Yeah. I can't.
And it was very stressful the time before. So it made this bus journey so much worse.
Yeah.
And you could tell that during that whole day before the bus journey, you just wasn't like wanting to travel as such. You just wasn't there. And it's that's my negative. It's not negative directly at you. It's more the fact that, yeah... Travel is a lot harder sometimes. It's not just like, oh, just get on a bus, do this, do that.
It's also hard to enjoy travelling on travel days, as ironic as that is, because if you're going to an airport, your days are write off, no matter what time in the day you're going, because you're going to an airport, you have to be there 3 hours before, you have to do this, you don't know where this is going. It's so many, like...
But
unknown things that
packing your bag. Oh,
I hate packing my bag.
Oh, don't get me started on packing your bags. Oh,
I don't understand. We have less than what we came with. We got rid of stuff in Hoi An.
Yeah.
My bag has shrunk.
wash days. So all your stuff's clean. It's the hardest day to pack.
Can't
your bag.
Pack it.
It's
your bags
they expand when they've just been washed.
Yeah. Which they're meant to shrink when they've been in a tumble dryer.
Don't understand. There's so many things. Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've got rid of a hoodie, a pair of denim shorts, a t-shirt, something else. And I still don't have room. And yes, I have added to the things I got tailored, but...
Yeah, you've...
No.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah. So you got no more negatives for us then?
Not that I can think of.
Oh, that's good then. So... Anything we need to add to this podcast then? Well, so I just want to quickly do a bit of shameless advertising for the whole Vietnam vlogs.
And I'll
vlogs.
Think about all the things you've done to it.
Okay, cool. So while I'm shameless advertising, I want to talk about all the vlogs we've got on Vietnam. If you've not watched any of them yet, then do something in your life and watch these vlogs. They are really good. My favourite one, probably the cat bar video, because Holly gets so stressed on the kayak, and it's one of my favourite experiences, the fact that we crashed into a boat because...
Sean doesn't know how to steer.
That wasn't the case.
It was.
Anyway, it was a really good experience. I love Cat Bar. Cat Bar was probably one of my favourite places in front of... And Hue was quite good as well. Mm. That was a good video. To us, that's just been released. To you, that's been released 2 weeks ago. That's a really good video. I feel like we got to experience a lot of different things in Vietnam. We got to show you actual good places to eat, a good history, culture, and an abandoned water park, which is just dang really different. I've never seen sort of before. So make sure you go check out all those videos. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm trying to think of what have you learned being in Vietnam?
What have I learned being in Vietnam?
I know what I've learned.
Go on, you start with
it's
you.
A really simple one. I've mastered chopsticks.
Oh, chopsticks, yeah.
Yes. I can use chopsticks to actually eat and not pick up like a slither of and have to stab it.
What have I learned?
How to say Happy New Year in Vietnamese. How to ban. Oh, that's one of Sean's negatives. What? Oh my gosh. Sean has decided within the last 3 days to start speaking Vietnamese back to people. Sean can't speak English. He decided to say thank you, which is, I can't pronounce it either, but it's very similar to come on in English. But it's garmon. And Sean said come on to the bus driver the other day when he put your bag on it, and he just burst out laughing. And all of his, like, the bus driver and the bus mates were like, come on. And to each other.
You could probably, because it's probably going to annoy a lot of people in our videos, because I don't speak Vietnamese. I can't even pronounce that to people. And that's because English is so much better, and the fact that I get laughed at so much for doing it. So it's just.
They'll always greet us in English as well.
Yeah, and it's just, it's really. I guess it's nice, but it's like a toddler. I know that me talking to them is like a little toddler, and it's just not what they want to hear. Like, they'd find it funny, but...
an adult.
Yeah.
A dad translated what you said to a child in a shop yesterday.
Yes.
Because the dad spoke really good English. I think he was from elsewhere. And Sean was like, "You're being shy or something," to the wee boy. And he had to, dad translated what yeah. Sean was saying, which was funny.
Yeah.
But.
It was good.
Or your negative is the fact that you think that beans on toast is something to brag about to a Vietnamese person.
we were on a bus and we were talking about like food and stuff, and he says, "What do you think about food here?" And he asked us about our food back home. We talked about like
fish and chips,
like deep fried fish and chips, and tried to explain it to him, and he's like, "Oh, right." And then I even just explained sandwiches.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yes, sandwiches. I've seen sandwiches on TV before."
Yeah.
I was like,
and then he talked about, talked to him about beans on toast, and he was like, "Oh, yes, I've seen tins of baked beans on a Survivor game that I've watched before." And I'm like, what do they think of our society, in all honesty?
It must be so, like...
We're perplexed that they eat rice and noodles for breakfast, but they're probably like, why are they eating, like, a full-on fry-up every morning?
Yeah. That's mad. Anyway, this week, we've not talked about my bumhole. That's just good. Good. But we have spoke about other great things, like Holly's sweaty back. So make sure you tune in next week for more of our great commentary on our travels.
You're cutting that sweaty back, but...
Oh, I'm not. That sweaty back's keeping it. It's going to be like...
It's not even my back is sweaty. It's going to be underneath it.
Justin Timberlake's sweaty back in there. It's like, sweaty back.
You know what's good for you? You're not putting that in there.
Stay in. It's the best part of the podcast this week.
No, it's the best part is when probably no one, including your granddad, will have a clue what I'm saying when I was ranting at you for 5 minutes at the beginning.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more of our podcasts and more about sweaty backs and bum holes, then make sure you tune in next week for
is not our tagline. That is not what we're promoting ourselves as.
Sweaty backs and bum holes.
If you want to hear about our travels and our troubles with travelling, then watch. Don't listen to Sean.
And I'll see you again.
Never.
And I'll see you again.
Next Thursday.
And I'll see you. Again.
Soon. Oh, that's the negative about Sean as well. Before he switches the camera off, Sean cannot figure out bed frames in the in Vietnam. He's got scratches up his shins because he just walks in the corner of them, and then as you just witnessed, he just elbowed the headboard because he's got no depth perception. Soon.